Nahum chapter 2. A shatterer has come up against you. Guard the ramparts, watch the road, gird your loins, collect all your strength. For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Jacob, as well as the majesty of Israel, though ravagers have ravaged them and ruined their branches. The shields of his warriors are red, his soldiers are clothed in crimson. The metal on the chariots flashes on the day when he musters them, the chargers prance. The chariots race madly through the streets, they rush to and fro through the squares. Their appearance is like torches, they dart like lightning. He calls his officers, they stumble as they come forward, they hasten to the wall, and the mantlet is set up. The river gates are opened, the palace trembles. It is decreed that the city be exiled, its slave women led away, moaning like doves and beating their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool whose waters run away. Halt! Halt! But no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. There is no end of treasure, an abundance of every precious thing. Devastation, desolation, and destruction. Hearts faint and knees tremble. All loins quake, all faces grow pale. What became of the lion's den, the cave of the young lions, where the lion goes and the lion's cubs, with no one to disturb them? The lion has torn enough for his whelps, and strangled prey for his lionesses. He has filled his caves with prey, and his dens with torn flesh. See, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. Nahum chapter 3. Ah, city of bloodshed, utterly deceitful, full of booty, no end to the plunder, the crack of whip and rumble of wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot, horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear, piles of dead, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end, they stumble over the bodies. Because of the countless debaucheries of the prostitute, gracefully alluring mistress of sorcery, who enslaves nations through her debaucheries, and peoples through her sorcery, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts, and will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will let nations look on your nakedness, and kingdoms on your shame. I will throw filth at you, and treat you with contempt, and make you a spectacle. Then all who see you will shrink from you and say, Nineveh is devastated. Who will bemoan her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Thebes, that sat by the Nile, with water around her, her rampart a sea, water her wall? Ethiopia was her strength, Egypt too, and that without limit. Put and the Libyans were her helpers. Yet she became an exile, she went into captivity, even her infants were dashed in pieces at the head of every street. Lots were cast for her nobles, all her dignitaries were bound in fetters. You also will be drunken, you will go into hiding, you will seek a refuge from the enemy. All your fortresses are like fig trees with first-ripe figs. If shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. Look at your troops. They are women in your midst. The gates of your land are wide open to your foes. Fire has devoured the bars of your gates. Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your forts. Trample the clay. Tread the mortar. Take hold of the brick mold. There the fire will devour you. The sword will cut you off. It will devour you like the locust. Multiply yourselves like the locust. Multiply like the grasshopper. You increased your merchants more than the stars of the heavens. The locust sheds its skin and flies away. Your guards are like grasshoppers, your scribes like swarms of locusts settling on the fences on a cold day. When the sun rises, they fly away. No one knows where they have gone. Your shepherds are asleep, O king of Assyria. Your nobles slumber. Your people are scattered on the mountains with no one to gather them. There is no assuaging your hurt. Your wound is mortal. All who hear the news about you clap their hands over you. For who has ever escaped your endless cruelty? Habakkuk chapter 1. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, How long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack, and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous, therefore judgment comes forth perverted. Look at the nations and see. Be astonished, be astounded, for a work is being done in your days that you would not believe if you were told. For I am rousing the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous nation, who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. Dread and fearsome are they, their justice and dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more menacing than wolves at dusk. Their horses charge. Their horsemen come from far away, they fly like an eagle swift to devour. They all come for violence, with faces pressing forward, they gather captives like sand. At kings they scoff, and of rulers they make sport. They laugh at every fortress, and heap up earth to take it. Then they sweep by like the wind, they transgress and become guilty, their own might is their god. Are you not from of old, O Lord my God, my Holy One? You shall not die. O Lord, you have marked them for judgment, and you, O Rock, have established them for punishment. Your eyes are too pure to behold evil, and you cannot look on wrongdoing. Why do you look on the treacherous, and are silent when the wicked swallow those more righteous than they? You have made people like the fish of the sea, like crawling things that have no ruler. The enemy brings all of them up with a hook. He drags them out with his net. He gathers them in his seine, so he rejoices and exults. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and makes offerings to his seine, for by them his portion is lavish and his food is rich. Is he then to keep on emptying his net and destroying nations without mercy?